I'm Jeff, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, the election happened. One of the more nightmarish nights I've had to endure, where for a while there, for days afterwards, it looked like Trump might actually wind up being reelected. And that's astonishing to me, and that's, I think, the thing that we learned from this election, is that half the country doesn't really care about democracy. I mean, unless you're a racist, fascist, it's hard to understand why you'd for a man who's made it clear that he wants to rule as a fascist, as America's first fascist president. And yet they came out in droves to enthusiastically vote for a man who is a serial sexual harasser, a racist, completely and absolutely incompetent at almost any job, especially being president. He is a violent, misogynistic, brutal. He is one of the liars in history. And he suffers severe mental illness, which is deteriorating and has been since the day he came into office. And yet, millions of Americans enthusiastically voted for him to be president, a job which he has proven he cannot do. He has gotten Americans killed, a number that will easily reach 250,000, and yet still voted for him. And where are we now? He won't go. As the slow trickle in, what we're seeing is a landslide victory for Joe Biden. Not at the level we really wanted to see it, because, Jesus Christ, people, if you built the worst possible president in a lab, you couldn't come up with something as accurately awful as we have now. And he will doesn't want to leave. He's declared himself the winner. He is more insane than he has ever been. Broken from reality, we'd been probably quite a while ago. And he's completely delusionally believing, because I think he does believe, that he won the election, even though he lost. And he's got the Republicans, for the most part, standing behind him. The leadership is standing behind his claims of a rigged election, even though that is certainly, there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that there was a rigged election, and why would Democrats rig the election and not vote in a bunch of Democratic senators? It makes no sense, but that's the problem with this administration. If you try to make sense of it, you can't, because they're insane. And researchers have shown us that when a country has an insane leader, you know, studies have shown that that country goes a little bit crazy, and certainly the Republican leadership has gone just totally nuts. They're constantly making claims that are on the face of it just not true, easily proven. But, you know, it takes time to prove that they're lying. It takes much longer to disprove a lie than it does to listen to one. So it's a insane time for America. And of the top psychologists and psychiatrists who are knowledgeable about malignant narcissism and the mental illnesses that Trump so clearly displays, his experts are in agreement. This is going to be the period and the greatest period of instability in Trump, and that he's going to lash out and be as destructive as he possibly can. And when you look at the history of the experts, they pretty much have predicted most of what Trump has done. He's controlled by his mental illness, and he follows relatively predictable patterns for people with that kind of mental illness. This show is tough, because I've had to pay attention to Trump for years. I cannot wait till I don't have to pay any attention at all to him. But there yet. And only an absolute catastrophe would change the outcome of this election. Biden won by a huge number. But still, Republicans are attempting a soft coup. Now, it's failing. It's not going well at all. Their claims of election rigging are obviously false. And the question is, will we have a hard coup when the soft coup fails? And the problem with hard coups, a lot of people tend to die no matter how it comes out. So that's where we are. And the good news is, Joe Biden is going to be president. And that means that all these horrible people throughout the administration are going to be sent packing, but they're going to do as much damage as they possibly can, and they've already started. And let's start out with what the DOJ did. Holy fuck. Republican Senator Ben Sasse demanded an investigation of what happened with U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta when he basically let one of the worst pedophiles and sex traffickers in our nation's history, unless you go back to Columbus, I guess, and that was long before we were a country, they let him off the hook. Alex Acosta gave a sweetheart deal, and there was no way in hell that should be legal. I don't know if it is, because the Justice Department did their review at the request of Ben Sasse. He's pissed off at their review for a reason, because the review was bullshit. You gotta think back to just how just this agreement that Alex Acosta made was. Not only did they protect Jeff Dean from the current prosecution, also from future prosecution, and everybody who was involved with him got a free pass. An agreement should never, ever be made. It is a mock of our justice system. Even released this Thursday, normally we do this on Wednesday, but you know, things are crazy. But in their release today, they said that Acosta failed to make certain that the state of Florida intended to and would notify victims identified through the federal investigation about the state plea hearing. The only law they found that, oh yeah, they just didn't make sure that the victims were notified. That is not the only flaw. This agreement was flawed every which way, and it's the type of agreement that wouldn't have been made unless money or blackmail were involved. So letting this serial sucker off the hook, the Justice Department said, the Epsteins were not treated with the forthrightness and sensitivity they deserved. Not that there's anything that can be done about that. Federal prosecutors were able to work around the agreement and go ahead and prosecute him anyway, but remember, the whole goal was to keep him from being prosecuted. Ever. This comes from the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility, and I don't know what loon they put in charge there, but this is ridiculous. Now, I don't know the quote Ben Sasse, he's not a senator I'm a big fan of, but in this case, it's a rare point of agreement, he said. Letting a well-connected billionaire get away with child rape and international sex trafficking isn't poor judgment. It is a disgusting failure. I don't think it's a disgusting failure, Ben. I don't completely agree with you, which makes me feel a little better. I think it's a crime that should be seriously investigated, and Acosta deserves what punishment the crime deserves under the law. But when they can't let people like Alex Acosta protect pedophiles in the name of the law. I spent the last few years talking about how the Trump administration is filled with serial sexual abusers and women beaters. One of the people Trump has been putting up front in his battle to prove that up is down with this election is a man named Jason Miller. He went away for a while and they hired him back. He's now a senior advisor to Trump 2020. He was originally part of the transition in 2016, but he dropped out from going any further in the administration because it came out that he was having an extramarital affair with Trump campaign staffer A.J. Delgado. He also caught taking several of the press and other staffers to a strip club right before a presidential debate, and that wasn't good, but at least, unlike with Delgado, he didn't get any strippers pregnant. Now, Delgado isn't in the wrong, other than unfortunately experiencing what I hope would be a failure of contraceptive, because no one should have sex with Jason Miller without heavy-duty use of contraceptives. He's paid a child support to her, as far as I know. Maybe later he did, and I didn't follow up on it. In 2018, Miller was accused of drugging his mistress with an abortifacient drugs. He got another woman pregnant, so he put an abortion drug into her fruit smoothie. So she did not his baby to term, as far as I can tell. And then in 2019, Miller admitted in court that he had a history of visiting prostitutes and patronizing Asian-themed massage parlors. So every time Mueller speak, defending the president and his quote-unquote win of the election, remember who he is. He's fit for the Trump administration. And in the greatest election story, Rudy Giuliani held a press conference at the Four Seasons Total Landscaping parking lot in northeast Philadelphia. He apparently confused with the real Four Seasons when they booked it. So they held a press conference there next to a crematorium and on the other side an adult sex toy store. But wait, it's better. Our lead witness, the guy they came in to claim that the election was faked, He's a convicted sex offender. At least distant.